Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Usually Wellness Wednesday is all about things that you can do to make your own life better. But today, Raven, it's something that you can do to make your children's lives better, which is pretty awesome, right? And it's something that I yell at my husband not to do. I don't know. I'm not exaggerating. 17 times a week, I tell him not to do it. Turns out that he was right when I came across this.
Gosh.
You want your child or children to grow up to be successful, well-adjusted, moral adults. Which is exactly why you need to body slam your child every now and then.
What?
What? Roughhousing. They're saying that you should be roughhousing your kids, and there's reasons why you should be roughhousing. My husband is that guy, that dad, that he comes in, and if he sees a little kid that goes up to his kneecaps, he's throwing them upside down. He's flipping them upside down. He's like, you know, he's grabbing them, and it gets a little too rough, and you're going to hurt.
Tickle monster and in the pool, throwing them halfway across the pool. I love that. That was my dad. That's good.
So what are the reasons why roughhousing is good for your kids?
Roughhousing boosts your kids' resilience. The unpredictable nature of roughhousing actually rewires a child's brain by increasing the connections between neurons in the cerebral cortex, which in turn contributes to behavioral flexibility.
I mean, that sounded like a whole lot of science for saying it's cool that we broke his wrist. I mean, it's maybe just a sprain. Sounds like a whole lot of science on that.
Basically, it's saying like, well, it teaches them to predict the unpredictable. Like, yeah, it's like if you're being attacked, you got to figure out a way to survive.
Roughhousing makes your kids smarter. Psychologist Anthony Pellegrini has found that the amount of roughhousing children engage in predicts their achievement in first grade better than their kindergarten test scores do.
I love this. So now on top of it, not only do you need to be roughhousing, but you got to get them young. fight that kid when they're 3 or 4 or 5 years old.
Roughhousing builds social intelligence. Researchers have found that children who engage in frequent roughhousing are almost always more socially and emotionally adept than kids who don't.
You know what? I'm just going to say that that actually makes a lot of sense. There's nothing worse than the kid that has never been, they never fell over, right? They never, you know, tripped with their friend or running around with their friend or skinned their knee in the driveway or anything like that. I mean, that kid is at a deficit. That kid is, you know what I mean? They're behind the other kids when they go to school. I agree with that.
And every mom knows that when your kid gets hurt, the first thing you do is don't make eye contact and pretend like it didn't happen.
Right.
So, and you hope that, you know, they can just kind of pull themselves together and move on with it.
They'll be braver if they know that their mom isn't there. Right.
Roughhousing teaches morality. When we roughhouse with our sons and daughters, they learn boundaries and the difference between right and wrong. If they start hitting hard or aiming below the belt or becoming malicious, you can reprimand them and then show by example what's appropriate roughhousing behavior.
Right. So your punch was too low, but this one's good.
But I'm telling you, without fail, with my husband, with all my nephews and my nieces and my daughters and all that, at some point, somebody's getting hit in the privates. It happens all the time. And then I'm like, that's it! Somebody's going to go to the emergency room! No more playing! Yeah.
Roughhousing gets your kid physically active. Studies have shown that fathers, and not the mother's activity level and weight, strongly predict what their children's activity level and weight will be as adults.
Okay, it's a lot of justifications. I mean, I don't know.
Right, so they're saying good types of roughhousing include playing horsey, right, which is not good for your back. I'm just warning you, but, you know, good. Scoop a bed, so that's when you pick them up and then you toss them on the bed. Playing airplane, which I always thought broke their ribs, but turns out I was wrong. You know, like when you lay on your back and you put your feet up and they lay on your like your feet and you do airplane.
Go higher. Go higher. Turbulence.
And the good old baby suplex wrestling, when you just take your kid and you slam him down on the couch, says, go for it. It's good for them.
They're so easy to flip upside down.